Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does it mean for Pochettino? Well, Pochettino probably was gone at the end of the season anyway with how it's going. I think if you look at the stadium, the belief in our fans, so many people have said, yeah, he's all right, but probably not the long-term guy anyway, so we should probably get rid of him at the end of the season anyway, regardless of today's result, right?
I thought that was keeping him in a job, but the fact he's the long-term guy.
Yeah, but he's...
This is the thing that we've kind of all agreed about the Spurs history that he had there was, he is a good guy for getting a lot out of what seems to be a limited squad, especially young players, developing them. But the problem is when I'm watching Chelsea, and I watch them quite a lot this season now, I'm not seeing any progress or evidence of him getting a tune out of players. Like, you, apart from Palmer, you're like, I watch Chelsea.
Would that have just happened anyway, regardless?
No, that's exactly why.
And when you say
it's only one player playing well,
yeah,
he's doing that of his own accord, right?
The tactics today just tell you everything you need to know about Pochettino, and they're actually endemic of our entire season, right? We've come into a game which is, and this is a bit of banter here, but it's a six-pointer. It's against a team that is directly below us, and they're now above us, right?
Yeah,
it's a huge game for our season. It's something against our direct rivals.
You might not get 11th now. Jesus.
Well, I know how awful. I know exactly. Fucking hell. What has my football club become? But he set the team up in basically a 4-2-2-2, right? He set basically a 4-4-2. And we know that the midfielders are getting exposed. We just know they're getting exposed. And it's just endemic of our entire season that in a crunch game like this, he hasn't made the tactical changes that he does. And for me, you know, Joey and I, we're positive Chelsea fans. We want to see this come good and we want to see some continuity here. But for me, today was the last straw.
Nah.
Really?
It was. It was the last straw. Mate, we've come into this game. We need to win this game. It is so important for us.
Yeah.
And he's set up in a way that has just left every sort of weakness available. He's let Thiago Silva get runs on him. You know, Pedro Neto has made Thiago Silva look like he's a fucking, you know, a year 11 player. You know, he looks absolutely rubbish. He looks like a school kid. And then you've got wing backs that are sort of super attacking with one holding midfielder in front of them. Like one, Caicedo. Look, I completely understand why people might question how good Caicedo is. He had an unbelievable pass day, but made two horrendous errors, right? But you have to say, if that's the case, and he's a young kid, he's 23 years old, don't put him by himself. Don't have him as the lone player in a base midfield. Put Enzo or Gallagher or all three of them as a line together.
Good. Pochettino has shown so far in his time at Chelsea, it can improve, but at the minute, he's not good at giving instructions to young players and having young players take on board those instructions. Wow. That's what he's shown in his time at Chelsea so far. I think that Cole Palmer would have done it anyway, but look at our disciplinary record. Look at today. Melo Gusto, as soon as he got booked, I said, he'll be getting sent off then, and he should have been sent off. Melo Gusto should have been sent off. He got subbed off to stop him getting sent off and having to serve a ban.
Craig, I was there. Mate, I completely understand where you're coming from. Well, I was there. I like Pochettino. I thought he was the best candidate that we could have possibly had for improving young players and getting a bit of a squad together.
He was the best man on the market.
The problem is that he hasn't done it.
No, listen, you guys are the Chelsea fans. You watch Chelsea way more than me. Like you said, you was at the game. I understand that. The only thing I will say is, it just feels like at Chelsea more than any other club, and I've said this before on this show early on in the season, you get less time than any other club in the league. Like at Man United, you ain't got a lot of time to prove yourself. Certain clubs you haven't, but at Chelsea, because you guys have been so spoiled for so long, especially when you had Roman Abramovich, I just feel like it's very easy for your fan base to turn on a manager. I agree. Pochettino hasn't been good enough this season. The proof's in the table, right? You're 11th. But I just think, where are we? We're February in his first season. A lot of these signings weren't his signings. This is the new era of Chelsea. And I think to get rid of him after just 1 year straight away, I personally think it's unfair. I think at least give him halfway through next season.
I agree.
Because managers don't get no time. But if we're talking just 11, how long's the season? 9 months.
Yeah.
with this team that's all over the place. Now, I just think that's a bit hot.
I think it's very hot. It's not totally his fault at all. And I think it will be, it's one of those ones where the manager goes because there's only one option. You know, you can't sack all the players. The board are going to be where they are.
You've just done that. You can't.
You're totally right.
You've had such a massive transformation in squad that that is not an option anymore. Like, say if, a new manager came to Newcastle or whatever, you could look and go, oh God, how many of these Steve Bruce players you need to get? There's so many new players. And the thing that makes it really hard to back Poch, in my opinion, as much as everything Craig there said made sense, it's Wolves and it's other teams on the level of Wolves, where you're looking at the amount of money Chelsea have spent versus the amount of money a lot of these other clubs spent. Yes, they've overspent, but you can't be letting teams that you think of yourself as better than come there and put four past you. Liverpool putting four past
off the back of Liverpool putting four past
Liverpool putting four past you was gutting and it was embarrassing, but you can take it because they do that to a lot of teams. Wolves at home, you've got it bad. And when you give goals away that easily, it's pathetic.
Can I give it a bit more context as well, right? Put yourself in the mind of a Chelsea fan, right? This wasn't Chelsea's fault, this was the Premier League's fault, but our fixture against Wolves was only about 40 days ago or whatever, right? It got moved to Christmas Eve. I think it was the first time that a game had been played on Christmas Eve since 98 or something like that. Obviously, that means that the Chelsea fans that travelled all the way to Wolves for that match, there wasn't like public transport and stuff like that on. Now, the team would know that. It was made quite vocal. We put on free coaches, things like that. I think that realistically, when you then play, when you go there, you get humiliated by Wolves, really. You get beat by Wolves quite comfortably. You then go to Anfield, you're coming off the back of a loss there. Wolves, the team that all of those Chelsea supporters travelled and ruined their Christmas plans for and whatnot, that's the game that I want to see a response in. And if we win that match, it's irrelevant, but I want to see a response. We didn't see in effort, in battling, in the intensity of the game today, that there was a response from that. And they're the sort of things that they might seem insignificant because you sort of think, well, you know, you played a game, not the occasion. But I'm telling you now, back in the day, and I know we can keep going on to back in the day, there was a Jose Mourinho or someone like that, they're going to be telling them boys that in the dressing room. They're going to be saying, remember Christmas Eve against these guys. And when you look at the way Pochettino conducts himself in interviews and stuff, this is the thing, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. But after we got battered by Newcastle at St James's Park, and it sort of looked like he hung the players out to dry a little bit, we sort of disagreed over that. I said, no, do you know what, I quite like seeing that from him. I like seeing that side from him. At the minute, they're very casual. He's very casual in his interviews and his words about things after a Liverpool loss. Very, very casual. And then from the first whistle, on a Saturday, on a Sunday, when you see Chelsea play, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Casual. We're casual.
Yeah.
We're nonchalant, mate. We're walking around a lot of the time. Like, it's like we're not having one of the worst seasons we've had in 20 years. And that, you can say about, okay, not over riling players up and keeping people calm. But at the same time, sometimes I want to see some of my players riled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
can I ask you a question? You did a thing with Joe Cole a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I remember he said to you that people have told him that the room in the dressing room, like in terms of the vibe, everything at the training ground is good.
Yeah.
If I was you, I'd be worried by that. Because why the fuck is the mood good when the results are like that? Do you know what I mean? And for me, I look at Chelsea, the way I've always thought of Chelsea, you used to have some dressing rooms that, I mean, Craig, you're talking about how often managers would get sacked. That's because of the dressing room. If John Terry don't want you managing, you're out. Mm. If Frank Lampard aren't happy, you're out. Mm. Drogba,
funny you say that, mate.
But this is what I'm saying. What scares me about your team, and you spend a lot of money on them, and you've got some big players in there. Caicedo, most expensive midfielder that was ever sold in the summer. Enzo's just won the World Cup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And yet they all seem like wallflowers. Where's the voices? Where's the leaders?
Do you know that when we're talking about the Poch thing, like right now with Eddie Howe, for example, he's going through like a rougher patch than what he's had at Newcastle, where I'm looking at performances and I'm not happy with him. But I'm still able to look within the team and go, but you're getting a tune out of him. You're getting a tune out of him. Yeah. You're getting a tune out of him. All right, these things need to be put right. But I can see levels of improvement in areas and I can see bits that we need to fix. It doesn't feel like the end of the world. When I look at Poch and that team, I'm looking at who the fuck is he getting a tune out of on a rubber. players.
Palmer.
No, but that's one. What we're saying is one being the exception. It's not enough.
Gallagher, Concon.
It's not.
I don't know. Is he?
Yeah, he is.
He's nowhere near as good as he was at Palace.
No, don't do that. They were clinging on to not selling him. No, I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? They were clinging on to not selling him based on his performances this season.
Don't you dare talk about Concon like that. How dare you?
Don't do that. Because in the summer, if he went, they would have been like, oh, well, all right, then we just got Caicedo, whatever. He's been performing so well this season that they didn't want to let him go. That's based on his performances this season. I don't know.
Saved in your phone as Concon?
No, I don't know.
I'll sound really negative here, yeah, but give it time. Because last season, Enzo Fernandez came in and I went, I'll tell you what, once we build a midfield around this boy, we saw what we needed. Apparently we needed Caicedo, went and got him. Enzo's got worse. Last season, Benoit Badiashile came in and I had never heard of him, and he came for 30 mil, which for Chelsea is like chump change when they're spending that sort of money around at that time. Benoit Badiashile come in, I thought, oh my God, we've got a player here. This season he's been shit. So when you say about Melo Gusto, bad.
Yeah, Poch will go. I think it's quite inevitable, whether it's now or in the summer. Like
Do you want him to go though?
I think today is the one, the game that closed it. Wow. For me.
So just to clarify,
I'm the most positive Chelsea fan in the entire.
You're 5 points off.
The way I feel, and this pretty much says it all.
Yeah.
Do I want him to go? No. Do I want him to stay? Nah. Not really bothered.
So what are you leaning towards?
So what do you want then?
You got to lean towards.
I don't care.
All right, let me ask you something. Would you sack him and take Jose for the cup final?
100%. 100%.
For the cup final, would you sack him and...
Listen, you know the questions.
You know
the
questions.
Why would you do that?
Yes, why? Would why? Him why?
Mate, Jose is just.
I love Jose, but he's got a hold on football.
It's like that ex that you just.
Have you ever seen Misfits do this tag team thing?
Yeah.
If we could tag Jose in just for that one match,
yeah.
And then go, all right, Poch, you come back out, and he starts getting bashed up. We tag Jose straight back in. I would probably take Jose for the.
But you talk about the ex thing, and I get that. Yeah, like your amazing fit ex, but. She's not as fit anymore,
maybe,
man.
Maybe it's your first half.
She's had a BBL, but she's not...
She's
been with some of your ex mates.
I don't give a fuck. I've given her.
She's not really the special one anymore, though.
Yeah. Todd Bowley's never been there before, right?
Yeah. Like,
and maybe he might be willing to give another opportunity. Shout out to the chat, by the way. They've given 56% have said Poch should be sacked. Joey's just sent me a tweet here.
Yeah.
Seen that?
What's that we're going?
Thiago Silva's missus has said, it's time to change. If you wait any longer, it will be too late.
Sorry.
How old is Thiago Silva? How old is he? He needs to. She needs to fucking pack it in. She's probably about 40 herself.
You see Bel Silva, she goes on away days and sits in the away end of the fans and that. She was at Fulham away.
We all know Craig's beliefs about women in football. Yeah. So just
what's my beliefs?
Just pull that back in.
He's putting words in your mouth.
What the hell? Whoa!
All right.
No, but seriously,
how long has Thiago Silva got left in the game?
Thiago
Silva's got about 3 months left.
Right.
Yeah. But Bel Silva is a very respected voice in the Chelsea community.
But is it appropriate?
It's definitely appropriate.
It's mental.
But she must have some insider information if she's doing stuff like that.
Whatever. Let's go see what she thinks.
Her and Jackson are...
I'll tell you what, if it was like Mudrick's misses, if he's got one, or one of the more underperforming players, I think everyone would be scapegoating that player straight away. I think where it's Thiago Silva's missus tweeting it, you probably got a little bit of leverage there. But at the end of the day,
he's just a respected member of
the... He's a respected member of the squad. He's someone that more often than not can walk with his head held high in terms of where we are at the moment. Whereas I think if one of the players that's coming under a lot of criticism, I mean, mate, like not saying anything about his performance, but I don't know if Sterling's got a partner, but if his partner tweets that, he's getting hammered. Like,
but can I say, how do you feel about that though? Like family members and stuff just giving their opinions or so. Like, I don't think that's right.
You know the worry
for me doing that.
If it's his wife, right? Like men talk to their missus, right? Like they have them whinge about work or whatever, as do vice versa, right? he must be saying stuff to her 100%. About how things are going for come her on. To come out with that. Can there's no way she's done that if everything's hunky. I mean, we all know it's not hunky fucking dory. We can see the fucking performances, but Silva must be saying to her, it's
of course,
shit.
But he's saying it in confidence. Like, why the fuck is she taking
mate,
it social media?
You all know
media?
You can't tell women shit in confidence. They've got social media.
They may not have these conversations, right? But if they do speak about work, as couples do, and Thiago Silva says to Bel Silva, look, you know, my work is not going great at the minute, but we've got such a good group of lads.
The
manager's brilliant.
You don't have a job because you're my wife and I'm a rich footballer.
You've got to remember that.
That's your job, guys.
Let's just talk about my job. Thiago Silva's kids play for Chelsea, right? Thiago Silva's kids play for Chelsea. Bel Silva has been there in the crowd in the away end. She's got her own voice. She can say what she wants.
Yeah, but
she's got her own.
But she wouldn't
talk out of pocket. Like, she wouldn't be speaking out of turn, saying things that he, in my opinion, knowing the way couples behave, men and women, either way, if one of them has a job, you don't go and speak like that in such a public way if you think that your other part ain't going to fucking agree with
you. I'm not going to lie. Thiago Silva, I could kind of understand him thinking in the same way that Bel does. And I think she's a strong woman. And I think she's just basically saying what she thinks as well.
But he's very candid as well, though.
I think Thiago Silva kind of, like, publicly kind of agreed.
I've seen he takes it on the chin when he gets criticism. I think that's partly why he's gained a lot of respect outside of his great performances. Is when he does have a stinker, he will hold his hands up and go, yeah, that wasn't good enough. But there's no other option for me to believe than he and her both think that it's time to go.
Wait, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're ignoring the context here. When we're saying about she has her right to, yeah, of course,
yeah.
She has her right to say that weren't good enough from the boys today.
Why do we need
if to- you look at the wording, it's time to change. If you wait any longer, it'll be too.
I don't like that. I think if you're in and around the squad and you're a sibling or you're a partner or anything, I don't think you should be saying things like, because now it's just going to put Thiago Silva in an awkward position with his manager now. Now he's going to have to come into training and have a conversation with
Thiago Silva, right, is one of the best defenders that we've ever seen. Yeah. That is that simple. So for someone to go, oh yeah, Thiago Silva's opinion isn't valid. Of course it's valid. If Thiago Silva doesn't think the manager isn't good enough and his missus is saying that at the same time, that's absolutely fine.
But it's not professional, man.
Writing's on the wall. This isn't new information. Like, we're going, oh my God, wait a second. Pochettino could get sacked. What?
I love the Charles. Thiago Silva goes into training tomorrow. Pochettino's like, fuck me, mate. Your wife giving this, the writing's on the wall, mate.
Yeah. No, Thiago Silva, mate. Thiago Silva has got enough credibility in the game. He'll be going to Pochettino going, yeah, mate, to be honest with you, your formations are shit. I don't actually really agree with you.
I'm not talking about even specifically this context. I'm talking about in football in general. I just don't agree with people that are in-house with footballers going out, airing out the managers or your boss like that. To me, that's just not a good look. Why would you do that?
I mean,
like you said, the writing might be on the wall for Pochettino. The players might feel that way. I just don't think that's what people around you should be doing. If I'm telling you things in confidence, you shouldn't be going on social media straight after we've lost and doing that. I think it's distasteful. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's distasteful.
I'd agree.
I think it's distasteful, absolutely distasteful, and I wouldn't want anyone around me doing something similar to that if I was playing at a Premier League football club. But I get why she's saying it.
I think that if you're Thiago Silva, you're probably sat there thinking, oh babe,
exactly,
because can't take you anywhere, can I?
He's got to have that conversation with the boss tomorrow, and he might be more respected in football, cool, whatever, but it's still, that's your boss at the end of the day. You've got to have that conversation.
Thiago Silva retiring in 3 months, he does not give a fuck.
It don't matter, it's about being professional.
It seems like they're both his boss.
Do you know that kind of behaviour? That's what you expect from a wife whose partner's not even playing.
Yeah.
Like, he plays every game. He fucking scored today. Like, it's not like he's sitting on the bench, the old guy that's not getting picked no more.
He scored today.
He scored.
You did your job.
Yeah.
Modric's
looking at the old assist chart going,
he's won everything. Absolutely everything. And she's been there through the whole time. She knows what it takes to be a winner. He's there. He's won everything. Do you know what? If I was putting someone that I'd want to back more than anything, it'd be Thiago Silva. He's won everything. He's elite.
He never won the World Cup. He never won Conference League.
He ain't won the World Cup, mate. He ain't won the World Cup.
Wow.
Yeah.